The state's Medicaid program, MassHealth, has reached what's called a low-risk financial deal for one of the newest gene therapy drugs. The drug, Zolgensma, offers a possible cure for infants and toddlers who have a rare condition that means they might never have the muscle strength to roll over, sit up, or take that first step. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports treatment for this has come with a blockbuster price.
The price of a new drug about to hit the market could add to the outrage over prices.
It is also setting a record in terms of its price. This is a one-time therapy.
And that experimental treatment called Zolgensma, it's now the most expensive drug on earth with a price tag of $2.1 million.
Just the name, Zolgensma, triggers an involuntary shudder from anyone who has to worry about paying that $2.1 million bill. At MassHealth, prescription drugs are already the fastest-growing line item. So when Zolgensma was approved last summer, it leapt onto a list of high-priced drugs the Baker administration had targeted for negotiations. MassHealth Director Dan Tsai describes the agreement he's just finalized for Zolgensma.
We will pay a little less than $2 million if the drug works. And if the drug doesn't work at all, we essentially are getting the entire cost of the drug back.
Tsai's boss, Governor Charlie Baker, has taken a lot of heat from biotech leaders who say his efforts to curb rising drug prices make scientists and financiers nervous about whether their investment in new drugs will pay off. Tsai says the Zolgensma deal is fair.
We think it makes sense to pay for innovation for a drug that could really work, and we think for the Commonwealth with public dollars should not pay for something if it doesn't do what it's advertised to do.
Novartis, the company that owns Zolgensma, said in a statement that innovative therapies require innovative solutions. Novartis says it offers these so-called value-based agreements for Zolgensma to nearly all insurers, including Medicaid. But Medicaid has strict, complicated rules for setting drug prices. Massachusetts is one of just a few states that has federal permission to go outside those rules. So this deal is important well beyond Massachusetts, says Matt Salo, who leads the National Association of Medicaid Directors.
They are blazing a trail that every other state is watching and saying, if Massachusetts can make this work, we think we can do it too.
Salo says Massachusetts has another advantage most states do not have, a new law that says if Medicaid negotiations fail, the state can set a drug price. The Baker administration says that threat has helped secure deeper discounts and deals for 11 other drugs, worth $13 million in savings so far this year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.